Okay, today we're going to learn Mishnah Tes and Yud of the ninth parak of Maseches Klayim, and Be'ez Hashem, we will finish Maseches Klayim today. So Mishnah Tes is going to discuss certain garments that are a mixture of wool and linen, but they are not Shua Tava Vinuz. We learned that Shua Tava Vinuz is what makes something Klayim, that it makes something Shatnez, that it needs to be smoothed out and the threads need to be spun, and then the individual threads need to be woven together. So the Mishnah says, Levad Masur Mnei Sheim Shuim, if you have felts that are made of wool and linen, fibers that are just smoothed out together, so that's going to be aser because they're smoothed together, even though they're not tavoy v'nuz, because even though it's not klayim midar raisa, but midar rabbanon, it's going to be aser, because if you have shua tavoy or nose, it's going to be aser midar rabbanon, so therefore it's included in the aser midar rabbanon. Piv shel temer bishel pishton aser, if you have a border on a beged that's made out of tzemer, and the beged itself is made out of pishtan, then it's going to be asur, even though they're not really woven in together, they're not interwoven with each other, but b'mnei shein chozrin ka'arig, because the border surrounds the weave, and it strengthens the inner garment, which is woven, so the border and the garment are very much connected to each other, in the sense that the border strengthens the garment, so it's not woven together with the linen, but so it's not shatnes midor Raisa, but at least midrabanan it would count as shatnes. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Meshichos shel argaman asuros. If you have purple wool belts, they're usher to wear if you're wearing a linen robe. So you're wearing a linen garment, and then you have a wool belt that you tie the garment with. So that's going to be usher, even though they're two separate items of clothing. The robe that you have is linen, the belt that you have is wool. They're totally separate items of clothing. But the reason it's usher midrabanan is because you would stitch it together with a safety pin or something before you tie the belt around your waist. So since the belt is attached to the robe with like a safety pin type of device, that's going to be enough to make it aser. And then the Mishnah says, Lo yikshar seret shel tzemer bishal pishtan. You shouldn't tie a strip of wool to a strip of linen, lach grabos masnav, to use as a belt. Meaning you should not have a belt that's made out of one long strip of wool and one long strip of linen. Afal pi shoritzua be'emtza, even if it's actually made of three materials. It's a strip of wool, a strip of leather, and a strip of linen. So leather is separating the wool and the linen. Even though the leather is separating the wool and the linen, it's not going to be, it's still going to be usher to wear, because when you knot the belt closed, you're tying over the wool and the linen. So that's going to be usher again, I think, only on a derabanan level, not going to be usher mida oraisa. The last Mishnah in Maseches Klayim, osos hagardin va'osos hakovsim. If there are labels that weavers and the cleaners leave in the begadim to identify what the begadim are, so they sew in a label into the garment. That's what the Bartanura says. Derech ha'orgim v'hakovsim lirshum shem habaylim al habeged. You get this with the dry cleaners still sometimes, that they'll mark the name of the owner onto the beged. B'maisa rokeim k'dei shel yischalfu shalechad b'shal chaverus, that they don't get confused one for the other. V'ma beged shel tzemer vos shel pishtan ha'ipcha asur mishum klayim. So if the beged is made out of Semer, and the letters that they stitch into the beged are made out of pishtan, or the opposite way around, it's going to be aser, it's going to be an aser of klayim. So there are surus mishum klayim, that's going to be considered aser as shatnes. Now, we had said, shua tava vinoz is what defines klayim on a da'oraisa level. The Mishnah, however, talks about what if you have just a little stitching connecting to, they're not woven together, but a stitch that connects the wool to the linen. Hatokif tkifa achas. If you take two pieces of cloth, one wool, one linen, and you stick a needle just straight through the two of them, tkifa achas, just a needle in one direction through, ein achibur. That is not considered to be that the wool and the linen garments are connected to each other in Hilchos Tuma, meaning normally in Hilchos Tuma Vitara, if two things are fully connected to each other and one of them becomes tame, they're both tame. So this is not going to be considered a chibur with regard to Tuma. Ve'in b'mishum klayim. and it's also not going to be an isra of shatness if one of the pieces is wool and one of the pieces is linen. Vashomta b'Shabbos Pater. And also in Hilchos Shabbos, if you undo such a stitching, it's not a violation of Korea. So basically, whether the two items are considered connected with each other or not has three nafkaminas in halacha. It has a nafkamina in Hilchos Tumah. Does the Tumah of one side automatically ruin the other side? It has a nafkamina in Hilchos Shatness, and that's why we're quoting it here in Maseches Klayim. And Chafs nafkamina in Hilchos Shabbos, is it a violation of Korea? And Lechora, it should be Shaila also in Hilchos Shabbos, whether it's a violation of Topher, because in Hilchos Shabbos, Korea and Topher are twin, meaning they're two sides of the same coin. So if you stitch it in this way, it's not going to be Topher. And if you unstitch it in this way, it's not going to be Korea. Also, Shnei Rochel at Tzad Echad. If a person took the two ends of the thread and they end up on the same side, how do you get two ends of the thread on the same side? That's because you did two stitchings, meaning you stuck the needle through once and then you stuck it back through the other side of the beged. Ooh, so then chibur. Then it's considered to be fully attached between the two begadim, and therefore all three halachic nafkaminas. It's a chibur with regard to tumen tahara. So if one of these begadim becomes tameh, they're both tameh. And v'yesh b'mishum klayim, it's going to be a violation of shatness if you wear clothing that is where one of these pieces was wool and the other one was linen. And v'ashom to b'Shabbos chayiv. And if you undo it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for being korea. And again, if you do it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv mishum tofer. Then the Tana says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishalish. Rabbi Yehuda says two stitchings is not enough to create a chibur and a shatness and a chil Shabbos. You need to have three stitchings in, out, and in again. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would require. Hasak v'akupa mitzdarfim l'klayim. Sackcloth and a bag and a box are mitzdarif to make klayim. What does that mean? So if you look at the Bartzinuri, it says im chatichas beget semer mechuberes l'sak. Let's say you have a piece of wool of a woolen garment that's attached to a sackcloth. V'chatichas beget pishtim mechuberes l'kupa, and you have a piece of linen cloth attached to a kupa, to a box, v'chibron yachad b'shtei tkifos, and you attach the two of them together with two stitchings, according to the Tanna Kamma, three according to Yehuda, mitzdarfos, they're going to be mitzdarif with each other, afal pishein mechuboros l'shnei kelim, even though they're each attached to two separate kelim, v'lar minan hailuchudei kai v'hailuchudei kai v'enin chibur. We don't say that, since each one is attached to their own kli, they're separate, and they're not a chibur, v'hu adin, im mechuborim l'shar kelim davidinan, k'mosak v'chibur. And the same is true if they're attached to other kelim, that they have the same din as sackcloth and a box. So bottom line is, what we learned today is that in Mishnah Tess, we learned that felts are still usher of are still in this of klayim midrabanan, even though it's not midaraisa. And the same is true if you have a border around the garment that's one min, and the body of the garment is another min. We also learned about using a woolen belt to tie a linen robe closed, and we learned about a belt that itself is made of both wool and linen, and even if there's a strip of leather in the middle, that's going to be aser. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that name tags that launderers would leave in clothing is an isra of klayim, and that we learned to what extent two things have to be stitched together in order to be considered connected, legabe three halachos, legabe the Yisur of Tumen Tahara, legabe the Yisur of Shatness, and legabe the Yisur of Shabbos of Topher and Korea. So we had two opinions, whether it needs two stitchings in order to be combined, or three stitchings in order to be combined, and we paskin two stitchings, not three. The Bartzinuri says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over here, so we paskin two stitchings, not three. And then we learned the final halacha in the entire Masechta, where if you have a piece of wool that's attached to sackcloth and a piece of linen that's attached to a box, and the wool and the linen are sewn together with two stitchings, that is shatness, even though you might have argued that since each one is attached to their own unit, to their own thing, to the sack or to the box, that they should be considered separate from each other. So that concludes Be'ezras Hashem Maseches Klayim, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of Maseches Shavias, which obviously is very relevant this year because it is all about the Dinim of Shemitah.